San Antonio's Fort Sam Houston, Fort Sam to the locals, seems more like a quaint village than a large military base in the middle of a big city. More than 900 historic buildings with a variety of architectural styles grace quiet, tree-lined streets. Most of the buildings are original, well-preserved, and still in use. However, most are not open to the public, but the base is, so visitors can freely observe the exteriors. The Army first came to San Antonio in 1845 and occupied various sites, including the Alamo. To keep the troops from relocating to Austin, the city of San Antonio donated 92 acres of land in the 1870s for a permanent post. San Antonio also donated limestone to build the quadrangle, the base's oldest, most unusual structure. Within its fortress-like walls, the gray two-story quadrangle houses the 5th U.S. Army headquarters. In contrast, a grassy interior courtyard hosts a petting zoo open to the public. Deer, rabbits, and other animals roam beneath the quadrangle's 90-foot clock tower, originally used to spot hostile Indians. A Seth Thomas clock was installed in 1907. The officers' quarters, with their stately columns and two-story porches, evoke the names of the Army officers who once lived there: Pershing, MacArthur, Eisenhower. The gift chapel, with its distinctive domed roof, was designed by church architect Leo Dielman. Buildings on the base's northeast side were built after World War I and designed in the Spanish Colonial Revival style, popular in the Southwest. Most of Fort Sam Houston, San Antonio's military city within a city, has been designated a National Historic Landmark.